From Nashville and the start of another season, these are our final thoughts. What's at stake, Mike?
Well, I'll call it the first stage of the battle for the number three wide receiver. It's between Jarrett Boykin and Davante Adams, as far as we can tell. Adams will be making his NFL debut, the second round pick out of Fresno State. It should be interesting to watch, but just the first stage of the battle.
Jobs, dreams are at stake tomorrow night.
Mr. Romantic.
Always, especially for this kind of a game. There is certainly nothing at stake in the standings. This is about young men pursuing their dream. And in my opinion, somebody will make this team based on the strength of their performance tomorrow night. Who are your players to watch, Mike?
Well, I'll start with Derek Sherrod, the offensive tackle, who, boy, he's played a half a dozen snaps in a game since breaking that leg back in December of 2011. He's a key guy. He's going to be the swing tackle, right and left tackle, the backup to the starters. He needs to play. He needs all four of these preseason games. The other guys I'll say to watch are the tight ends, Richard Rodgers, Andrew Corliss, Brandon Bostic. That battle for the starting job also starts Saturday night.
I'm going to watch the safeties. We were safety crazy when last season ended. We blame them for all of the ills on defense. Okay. It looks like they have nice depth at that position now. I'm talking about Micah Hyde has never played a game at safety. Let's see what he does. Sean Richardson has had a great camp to date.
Right.
Chris Banjo was praised by Mike McCarthy this week. And Ha-Ha Clinton Dix is a first-round pick. Let's see what he can do. Let's see what they all can do. Mike, the Packers win if somebody jumps out, to quote Mike McCarthy, and if the Packers stay healthy. You can't lose people, key people, especially in the first preseason game.
Yeah, two season-ending injuries already in the first couple weeks of camp, so you have to stay away from those. I say the Packers win if everybody plays. That's another one of Mike McCarthy's goals for this game. I don't want to make it to sound like Little League that everybody's supposed to get in the game. They aren't going to hand out trophies. They aren't going to hand out jobs. But one of the objectives is to get all the young players in the game so the personnel department has some film to watch and some evaluation aside from practice. So with that, we'll invite you to join us on Saturday night for our quarter-by-quarter blogs from LP Field. Also, Ask Vic Halftime. Send in your questions. And join us also for the post-game coverage. Those are our final thoughts. What are yours?